Hey guys, I am Theo Samagia. I am studying electrical engineering and computer science on the FERIT University in Croatia, in Osijek, and I'd like to give my perspective on the new European Union Copyright Directives, specifically the widely criticized Articles 11 and 13. I hold a similar perspective of the scare about Donald Trump repealing the net neutrality directives and about the claims that internet freedom is decreasing, that the governments or a few big companies will take control over the internet and start blocking websites that express opinions that they disagree with. Effectively, many people on the internet at least claim that the internet in the entire world will be similar to the internet in China today. I want to make it clear that the opinions I will express here are entirely my own, and in fact I haven't yet found anybody on the internet or in real life who holds the same opinion. So this is a perspective you have probably never heard before. Let's go. So the new European Union Copyright Directive says, among other things, that the ISPs should block websites that repeatedly break the copyright laws without a good excuse, and that includes hosting user-generated content, comments, for instance, that hasn't been checked by a human or by a sophisticated algorithm, not to include content that breaks the copyright directives, or even just providing a link with a bit of the content copied from some news website. Yes, it's stupid. Copyright laws are, if you ask me, the most damaging censorship laws one might come up with. The things must not be said. Not because they are likely to offend most of the people, not because they are likely to be dangerous lies, but because they have merely already been said by some journalist, scientist or artist. And of course, any real algorithm that tries to block copyrighted content will block a bunch of innocent content. However, here is the point I haven't heard anybody make yet. How exactly are the ISPs supposed to block websites in the near future? Without, of course, shutting down the entire internet in some country, which I doubt any politician would be willing to do. Let me add some context. At the time when most of the websites were hosted on physical servers and most of the web traffic was unencrypted, the primary way to censor the internet was to use keyword filtering and IP blocking. Then came the CDNs and HTTPS, and so the keyword filtering is unfeasible and the IP blocking also doesn't work, because the websites constantly change their IP addresses. And a single IP address may represent countless websites. Now the primary way to censor some website is to use the complicated software that intercepts the small amount of internet traffic that still remains unencrypted, and to implement DNS poisoning and SNI filtering. However, today more and more CDNs and more browsers support DNS over TLS and ESNI. So what will be the way for the ISPs to block a particular website in the near future? It's not at all obvious to me, and I'm studying computer science. See, what's important is that the algorithms protect you from ISPs, and almost equivalently the government, from censoring your internet access. Laws aren't enough to protect you, or they aren't even necessary. Of course, some ISPs might decide to block all the IPs of a particular small CDN which refuses to comply with the copyright directives. Okay then, if your favorite website happens to be there, you're going to have to use some internet censorship circumvention tools. European Union is, if you ask me, unlikely to do a crackdown on them. But here is the thing. Internet censorship circumvention in the world of ESNIs and DNS or TLS will be a piece of cake, even if the governments try to do a crackdown on them. See, there are, to greatly simplify, three types of internet censorship circumvention tools. The first one is to use is to have a proxy server that uses a protocol that imitates a widely used protocol, so that it looks like you're connecting to some unknown website using a known protocol. A well example of that is Tor over FTP, which emulates HTTP. Those tend to be the least successful, because any real algorithm to make Tor or similar traffic look like a well-known protocol is going to be flawed, and it will be detectable with a computer running some complicated regular expressions on the packets. And the IP of that proxy will be easily blocked by the sensors. The second one is to make your traffic look like random noise and hope that the sensors aren't willing to break your connection because they can't detect which protocol you happen to be using. I mean, obviously, Iran was doing that up until 2016. So there is no hope that will work in such situations, but it may work if you have a sensor who is not willing to do a lot of collateral damage. Examples of such protocols are Tor over OBFS3 and Tor over OBFS4. The first trouble here is that most such protocols are actually detectable, if by nothing less complicated than via active probing. That is, by making the national firewall attempt to establish a connection to the IP somebody is communicating in an unknown protocol with in that protocol. OBFS4 solves this problem with basically secret keys which, if they aren't presented by the client at the beginning of the connection, the proxy server will refuse to connect. However, the trouble remains is that if the users can find the IPs and the secret keys of the proxy servers, also known as the bridges, so can the sensors. The third and by far the most successful one is to make it look like you are connecting to some popular website hosted on the same CDN as the proxy server is. So, you are using a modified version of the HTTPS protocol. But the sensor can't see it's modified since only the ciphered part is modified. An example of such a protocol is Tor over MEEK. The way this works is that an HTTP request mostly contains three copies of the name of the domain of the server you are connecting to. One is intended to be read by your DNS server, and that one is not ciphered unless you are using DNS or TLS. One is intended to be seen by the gate of the CDN, Content Delivery Network, so that gate can direct the request to the correct VPS, virtual private server, that the request is being sent to, not to some random VPS on that CDN, which it has countless VPS, which you can buy. That is, you can reserve it for yourself for some time. That that part of the HTTPS request is called SNI, and it's unciphered unless you are using ESNI. SNI means server name identifier, and ESNI means encrypted server name identifier. And the third one is ciphered. It's the HOST header of the HTTP request that is being ciphered, and it's intended to be read by the VPS the website is being hosted on. Now what happens is that the gates of some CDNs, most notably Microsoft Azure, don't look at the SNIs at all, but the gate deciphers the HOST header of the ciphered HTTP requests and directs the request based on that, since it knows the, since the gate there knows the, it's easier because the gate there knows the key with which the HTTP request is being ciphered. So effectively, you can make it look like you are downloading a business critical software from Microsoft Azure, while you are actually using Tor. The biggest trouble here is that not all CDNs are configured that way, and many CDNs, including Google's, Cloudflare, and Amazon, have recently been reconfigured to look into the SNIs. Perhaps somewhat because of the pressure from the Russian government, mostly because, well, the gate servers are less loaded. And you can have VPS servers that don't accept only HTTPS requests, but also, for instance, FTP and things like that. Well, see, that trouble is going to disappear once everybody starts using DNS over TLS and ESNI. And it will be possible to use basically any CDN that isn't blocked as a Tor breach. And the governments won't be able to do much about that. So, I'm not saying that the laws about internet censorship are justified. Far from it. What I am saying is that I don't see the internet is going to become less free over time. I see the internet as becoming more and more free over time, not necessarily because of the governments becoming less eager to regulate the internet, but because the internet technologies will advance at a rate that no government can catch up with. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed.